From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Thursday, July 11th. I'm Abby Larico. Foster beds at group homes are meant for youth with significant behavioral and mental health issues. In homes in Missouri, there aren't enough beds for girls.
Girls are different than boys. Just how they've responded to trauma is differently. Their needs are different, and providers will tell you it costs more to serve girls.
A look at why, coming up on The Gateway. Nearly 10 years ago, a then-Ferguson police officer shot and killed Michael Brown Jr. On Wednesday, Brown's family, attorneys, and activists took their case to an international forum. St. Louis Public Radio's Lucretia Wembley reports on a first-of-its-kind hearing.
At a virtual hearing by the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights, Brown's mother, Leslie McSpadden, says she's heartbroken by the lack of accountability in her son's case. A grand jury declined to charge former Ferguson police officer Darren Wilson, and prosecutors decided not to bring charges. McSpadden says a Department of Justice report that found there wasn't enough evidence to take the case to trial lacked insight into Wilson's background.
They use their DOJ report like a Bible, and it has a lot of holes in it, just as Mike's body did.
The Human Rights Commission plans to publish a report on its findings. I'm Lucretia Wembley, St. Louis Public Radio.
Governor Mike Parson has signed into law legislation barring local governments from halting evictions. The ban comes in the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic, when many cities used moratoriums to prevent evictions. The Midwest Newsroom's Kayvon Mansouri has more.
Eviction moratoriums stop landlords from evicting tenants due to non-payment of rent. Both Kansas City and St. Louis implemented eviction moratoriums during the COVID-19 pandemic. Due to take effect August 28th, the new law puts the power to bar evictions into the hands of the governor and state lawmakers. In a statement, Parson said the law protects Missouri property owners against, quote, squatters and those who aim to take what others have worked hard to achieve. According to the Eviction Lab at Princeton University, evictions by landlords in Kansas City and St. Louis surpassed pre-pandemic levels this year. Nationwide, the lab found landlords filed 10.5% more eviction cases in 2023 than in 2022. For the Midwest Newsroom, I'm Kayvon Mansouri.
Transgender care is the focus of the latest lawsuit filed on behalf of Missouri and other states against the Biden administration. The Missouri Independent reports Attorney General Andrew Bailey yesterday filed a challenge to a rule that would block federal funding from health care providers who discriminate on the basis of gender identity or sexual orientation. Bailey, along with attorneys general from six other states, argues that the rule conflicts with their state's restrictions on gender-affirming care for minors. Missouri blocks Medicaid and Children's Health Insurance Program payments for medical transition. The American College of Pediatricians, which has a history of anti-LGBTQ advocacy, is also a plaintiff. Health insurance companies in Illinois have to start phasing out the practice of step therapy. That's where they don't cover treatments prescribed by doctors until the patient tries a less expensive option first. The ban on step therapy is part of the state's new Health Care Protection Act, which Governor J.B. Pritzker signed into law Wednesday. He says insurance companies too often stand in the way of proper care.
I don't believe an insurance executive hundreds of miles away knows more about medicine than the doctor in the examination room with the patient.
The law also bans prior authorization requirements for people seeking emergency mental health care and makes ghost networks illegal. That's where companies list certain doctors as in-network that either aren't in-network, don't exist, or aren't accepting new patients. Hollywood icon George Clooney has Governor Pritzker on a short list of potential Democratic replacements for President Joe Biden. Dave McKinney reports.
In a New York Times op-ed, Clooney says Biden needs to step aside. Clooney's a major fundraiser for Democrats and named Pritzker among a half dozen Democrats who should replace Biden. When asked about the plug, the state's billionaire governor offered a nervous-sounding laugh before restating his backing of the president.
I'm supporting Joe Biden and Kamala Harris for president. I'm going to work my tail off to make sure that they win.
Shortly after he took reporters' questions, Pritzker's campaign blasted out a notice that he's a keynote speaker this weekend at Democratic functions in Indiana and Ohio. Nowhere in the advisory was Biden's name mentioned. This is Dave McKinney.
Wow. When a child enters the foster care system, the primary goal is to place them with a family member. But when the foster child has significant behavioral or mental health conditions, they are placed in a residential facility with staff trained in specialized treatment. In Iowa and Missouri, there's ample space for boys in those centers, but not for girls. The Midwest Newsroom's Christopher Husted reports.
For a young Enola Martin, home was sometimes in another person's garage. Other times it was under a bridge or at an unsafe home.
My dad was a raging alcoholic at that time, and my mom was a drug addict.
Martin entered Missouri's foster care system at 11 years old and was adopted at 14. She acted out and got into trouble.
So I started sneaking out of the house. After the third time of sneaking out and going to school the next day and the cops showing up at school to arrest me, my adopted mom had decided to place me in Missouri Girlstown.
Missouri Girlstown is called a Qualified Residential Treatment Program, or QRTP, designed primarily for girls in the foster system who struggle with behavioral disorders or mental health. The staff is trained to work with girls who have experienced trauma like sexual assault, abandonment, or neglect. It's a level of care some see as the final safety net. The Central Missouri campus could accommodate up to 50 girls, but today can only care for 12 because of staffing and funding challenges. Martin says without Missouri Girlstown, she'd have ended up like her parents.
It completely changed the rest of my life and the generations that are going to follow mine.
If there isn't space at residential centers like Missouri Girlstown, a girl might be placed out of state, in a less specialized center, or in severe behavioral situations, the juvenile justice system. Moving around like that can lead to poor behavioral and mental health outcomes because the girl misses consistent care and the ability to build relationships.
Missouri definitely needs more girl beds available. We almost have double the amount of beds for a male that we do for a female.
Sarah Smith is the Residential Services Director for Missouri. Today, there are about 200 beds for boys at QRTPs in the state, but only about 60 for girls. And there are three main reasons why there's a shortage of girls' beds. The first, Smith says, is closures.
We've had 3 to 4 residential facilities close over the last couple of years that had female-specific programs.
The second reason is that there is a growing understanding today that girls need individualized care.
Girls are different than boys.
Christy Oliver is the executive director of the Coalition for Family and Children's Services in Iowa. Iowa also has a shortage of girls' beds. Out of the 355 youth beds available, only 49 are designated for girls.
Just how they've responded to trauma is differently. Their needs are different, and providers will tell you it costs more to serve girls. And currently, our system doesn't have a specialized rate for girls.
Rates are what the state pays the providers for care. Girls in residential centers often have some form of PTSD. Others have depression, bipolar disorder, or eating disorders. Some self-harm by ingesting things or cutting themselves. Which brings us to the third challenge, staffing. The job can be physically and emotionally demanding, according to Kim Scorza, the CEO of the Crittenden Center near Sioux Falls, Iowa.
Trying to be able to recruit a workforce, train a workforce, support a workforce, we're going to have to be looking at those rates again.
Scorza is optimistic, though. The group homes and Iowa's Health and Human Services staff are trying to collaborate to provide more services for the girls.
They need the help of the governor's office, and they need the help of the legislators to say these kids are important, and they're so important that we're going to invest some additional dollars.
It's hard to nail down the number of beds that Missouri or Iowa needs to meet demand because the number of girls who seek space at a residential center is always in flux. In the meantime, Missouri Girlstown has frozen admission for the summer to train new hires. For the Midwest Newsroom, I'm Christopher Husted.
The Midwest Newsroom is a collaboration between NPR and member stations in Iowa, Kansas, Missouri, and Nebraska. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, a listener-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis. Music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Abby Larico, and from the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this has been The Gateway.